Okay, so let's talk about 3D guns because this is funny, and I have to admit, it was one of those situations where when I heard this get called out, it's like, all these, I heard it get called out, all these stupid politicians, they don't even know how 3D guns work. They don't work that way. It's not like some people are like printing 3D guns in their basement and just distributing them. And, then I laughed along with that. But there's that piece of me where I had to admit, I didn't know that either. I really didn't. I had no idea until recently what 3D guns were even about. But again, it's not a reductive thing. You can't any of these issues you can't just reduce down. So 3D guns, it works a lot different than what I thought and what many of you may be thinking now. And so I want to talk about that. 3D guns and the truth. Don't get bent out of shape by newfangled weapons. So this comes from Fox News. And it's an opinion piece by Nick Gillespie, but I thought it was really well written. So I want to go through some of this because this helps us understand what 3D guns are and what, if any, danger there really is. So many Americans, including law enforcement officers, were expressing fear last Tuesday over the thought of guns being churned out by 3D printers on demand. And, of course, on the surface, it's understandable the thought of criminals and terrorists, maybe even mentally ill people, pressing a button and getting rifles or pistols popping out of their printers like candy out of a vending machine. It's frightening, but it's also very mistaken. It is not how it works. So, under a settlement reached in June between the State Department and a company called Defense Distributed, it was supposed to become legal Wednesday for the company to make blueprints for hard plastic guns available for download on the internet. But with only hours to go, a federal judge in Seattle issued a temporary restraining order Tuesday, blocking the settlement from taking effect at least until August 10th hearing. Now you might think, well, why is that so bad? That's probably fine. It's not. It's infringement of free speech, but we'll get to that. The order came in response to a lawsuit by eight Democratic state attorneys general who argued that 3D printing guns posed a risk to public safety. They don't. There's a lot of misinformation floating around about exactly what 3D printing of guns is and what it's not. So we can get some facts straight about a pretty new technology. So for starters, it's important to understand that the Justice Department settled the lawsuit with Defense Distributed because the government was certain to lose. So prior to the settlement, the government position was that sharing printing files known as CADs violated international traffic in arms, ITAR, I guess, regulations, and thus could be censored by the government. But Defense Distributed, which pioneered using 3D printing technology to make guns at home and eventually at stores like Kinko's, contended that sharing information about how to make guns on the internet was no different than sharing it in a book or instruction manual. Absolutely correct. You can go on Amazon right now and buy the Anarchist Cookbook, and you will learn a lot of deadly and destructive things. And that's been around since the 70s, I think. 60s or 70s, somewhere around there. Now, the information sharing amounts to speech and is therefore protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution, the company argued. Excuse me. The First Amendment protects speech that is unpopular as well as popular. So the argument that the amendment protects information about how to build a gun is valid. Okay, so next, you need to know that 3D printing technology is years and probably decades away from being cheap, efficient, and ubiquitous enough that it'll be a major source of guns. So currently, it takes days and a lot of money to print 3D guns, and that's not going to change for a long time. So like a 3D printer to do something like this, I mean, it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars at that point if this is your venture. If a criminal really wanted to just get his hands on a gun and shoot up a school or something, it's way cheaper, and it's way more efficient to just go buy one illegally. But more importantly, we know for a fact that having more guns in circulation and the legal right to carry them has not led to increase in gun crimes and violence, even when counting mass shootings. And again, you can go to this piece at Fox News to get the statistics from that. Yet here's Paul Pinzon, sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, which says he is the fourth. Or he says is the fourth largest and fastest growing county in America. Penzone says that conjuring up fantasies that anyone with an internet connection and a 3D printer readily available in stores and online will be able to make untraceable handgun, rifle, or assault weapons with just a few clicks. not true. Penzone further warns in the Washington Post that drug cartels, arms traffickers, and terrorists will be able to increase their revenue and the volume of weaponry at the expense of our safety through an untraceable and unlimited method of firearms manufacturing and distribution. Also not true. So we need to understand as well that criminals and terrorists already have access to a virtually endless supply of whatever weaponry they want. I mean, in fact, it's perfectly legal already to build an off-the-books gun at home with parts you can order off the internet and put together in a few hours. I've shown my muzzle loader that I got for my grandfather. I've shown that on this show before. That was made from a kit, like, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago. Actually, longer than that. Whenever my grandpa was a teenager, he built that from a kit. You can do the same today. Now, given their outlaw status, drug dealers, terrorists, and gangsters are not particularly concerned whether the guns they use are traceable or not. You know, as anyone who has wasted hours standing in TSA lines at airports knows, terrorists are not stopped by sweeping up babies, grandmothers, and everyone else in pointless exercises in security theater or in secret illegal total surveillance programs. Terrorists are confounded by old-fashioned dog police work that and pushback by people on planes. Also, if we want to minimize violence associated with drug trafficking, the smartest move we can make is to legalize drugs, something that both Canada and Mexico recognize. So our neighbor to the north has already legalized marijuana, the only current illegal drug that is used by more than 1% of Americans on a monthly basis. According to the latest national survey on drug use and health, 8.9% of us smoke, not us, I haven't, but just us as Americans have smoked weed in the past 30 days. And that figure includes people in states where it's legal. Now, the next closest illegal substance was cocaine, which 0.7% of Americans admitted using regularly. Misuse of legal prescription drugs came in at 2.4% in the past month. Mexico's new president is pushing for the same sort of marijuana reform that Canada has implemented. And we know from our own misbegotten history with alcohol prohibition that banning substances that adults want to consume creates black markets that are enforced through violence rather than contracts, courts, and voluntary exchange. So attempts in recent years to intensify Mexico's war on drugs has only led predictably to more, not less, violence. Lastly, what's the next best move to reduce gun violence and gangsterism? You know, put more guns into circulation and let people carry them in more circumstances. That's what happened over the past two decades in the United States, and it correlates with a historic decline in violent crime and homicide. So according to government data, since 1996, the number of firearms in America has nearly doubled to 393 million guns. Now, over the same period, it became easier to get concealed carry permits to walk around armed. And yet, from this comes directly from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which published a comprehensive report last October, says, quote, from 1993 to 2015, the rate of violent crime declined from 79.8 to 18.6 victimizations per 1,000 persons age 12 years old or older, end quote. Over that same period, rates for crime using guns dropped from 7.3 per 100,000 people to 1.1 per 100,000 people. The homicide rate is down from 7.4 to 4.9 per 100,000 people. So it's impossible to know whether the increase in guns caused the decrease in violence, but we do know for sure that it didn't spark a Mad Max-style free-for-all either. You know, there's no reason to think that it would change if and when 3D printing allows us to become our own gunsmiths in our home offices. I think that would be just fine.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@JoshPeck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.